Psalm 45. For the sons of Korah, an instructive psalm, a song of love. My heart is bubbling up with a good thing. I speak of my works for the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are very much more comely than the sons of Adam. Grace is poured out on your lips, because God has blessed you age-abidingly. Gird your sword unto your thigh, O warrior, for your splendour and your majesty. And as for your majesty, prosper and ride on the principle of truth and righteous meekness, and your right hand will show you awesome things. Your arrows are sharpened, various peoples will fall under you, those at the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, O God, is age-abiding and in perpetuity. The sceptre of your kingdom is an upright sceptre. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness, which is why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your clothes have been scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia, from ivory palaces, because they gladden you. The daughters of kings are among your maids of honour, and a queen stands on your right in gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughter, and look, and incline your ear, and forget your people and your father's house, while the king longs for your beauty. For he is your lord, so worship him. And, O daughter of Tyre, the rich of the people will seek your favour with a gift. The king's daughter is entirely glorious indoors, and her clothing is of intricately woven gold. She will be brought to the king in embroidery. Her virgin attendants following are brought to you. They will be brought with gladness and rejoicing. They will come to the king's palace. In the place of your fathers will be your sons. You will appoint them as princes over all the land. I will bring your name to remembrance from every generation to generation, which is why the various peoples will praise you, age-abidingly and in perpetuity. To the choirmaster for the sons of Korah concerning maidens. Psalm 46. A song. God is our refuge and strength, a help in adversities. He is readily found. That is why we will not fear when the earth undergoes change, or the mountains tumble into the heart of the seas. His waters roar and swell, mountains shake at his grandeur. Selah. A river and its streams give joy to the city of God, to the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is at its centre, it will not be shaken. God will help it at the approach of the morning. The Gentiles are in a commotion, and kingdoms topple. When he gives utterance with his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is a high stronghold to us. Selah. Come and see the works of the Lord, who has brought about desolations on the earth. He stops wars up to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns chariots in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the Gentiles. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is a high stronghold to us. Selah. To the choirmaster. Psalm 47. For the sons of Korah, a psalm. Clap the hands, all you various peoples. Shout out to God with a joyful cry. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over the whole earth. May he subdue peoples under us, and nations under our feet. May he choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the ram's horn. Sing psalms to God. Sing psalms. Sing psalms to our king. Sing psalms. For God is king of all the earth. Sing psalms of instruction. God reigns over the Gentiles. God sits on his holy throne. The dignitaries of the various peoples have gathered, the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Psalm 48. A song, a psalm for the sons of Korah. The Lord is great and is much to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mount. Fair in elevation, the joy of all the land is Mount Zion, as are its northern sides, the city of the great king. God is known as a high fort in its palaces, for behold, the kings held a meeting. They passed across together. They saw it and were duly astonished. They were startled and they fled in alarm. Trembling seized them there, writhing like a woman giving birth. With an east wind you shatter the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God will establish age-abidingly. Selah. We have contemplated your kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name is, O God, so is your praise at the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad on account of your judgments. Go round Zion and circle round it. Count its towers. Set your heart on its might. Consider its palaces, so that you can relate it to the generation following. For this God is our God, age-abidingly and in perpetuity. He will guide us at death. To the choirmaster.